and get rid of this goddamn car.
What's that sound?
The waves?
Oh, it's...
Is it the fan?
Yeah, I think it's fan. Dude, it sounds like the ocean. No, leave it. It sounds like the ocean.
No, fuck that. I don't want to listen to that the whole time. I have to go through and fucking listen back to this.
It'd be kind of funny if we like, oh, this is the Oceanside podcast, and then we release the video and we're just in this dungeon.
Yeah, it's fucking in hell.
We're on the beach right now.
Guys, we're on the fucking beach.
What the fuck? I thought I turned that shit off. Well, anyways, you guys start off.
All right, well, welcome to the show. We've been wanting to call you forever, but you have a very busy schedule. Mm-hmm. Let us introduce you to as sister.
Okay.
As sister. Do you want your name on this?
Not really.
Okay, she does. Because I don't think you've listened to anything that we've made.
I have.
Oh, have you?
She's listened to all 30 episodes,
two.
Dude.
Oh, shit. See, yeah. Make sure your name is not on this.
Okay.
It's okay. There's a lot of controversy around your name.
I can go on as
legally.
Pabst.
Let's not. Let's not. We'll come up with... Your name is... I don't know. You just sis.
Okay, sounds good.
Woman.
Yes.
Woman! Okay.
Just say some horrible shit. Bitch, yeah. Slut.
No.
Fucking.
How dare you? Fucking. Listen. She knows Taekwondo, dude. She'll be.
Does she?
You can call me anything you want.
Anything you want.
What the fuck, dude? I turned it off.
You're such a fucking monkey. It was designed for humans. How are you not figuring this out?
There it's you designed go. For humans.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. Nope, still going to keep going. No, I'm just kidding. Just want to make you double take.
Yeah, watch me fucking have a fucking spurg out on camera if the camera actually fucking, like, keeps recording this time.
It'd be hilarious if it just fell on you while you were trying to fuck with it. If the house collapsed.
Stuff. It might actually just be the fucking AC. I have no fucking clue.
Well, you're kind of a visco girl. You're probably bringing the sound of the ocean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, if I put my ear to yours, you'd hear the ocean. It's like a
seashell.
Like a seashell.
Just because my mind is empty. It's yeah. Just the air is
Oh, you know what it is? I think it's mic 4, right?
Number 4.
Or am I gay and my cord's fucked up?
Gay.
I'm gay.
Gosh, dude.
Fuck, I'm gay.
Testing.
Yeah, that, it was one there of the cords.
You're such hello? An animal.
Hello?
Hello. Okay. Testing, testing.
Oh, hello,
testing,
hello,
testing.
Hello. Fuck you.
Is the audience?
It's back, dude. Like.
Dude, what? Oh, there we go. Now it's off. Now it's over. Dude, that cord's fucked.
No.
Yeah.
Can I unplug it and plug back in?
I don't think it's yours.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
whatever. Who gives a shit?
It's whatever. We're whatever. By the ocean. It's
shit?
Fine.
It's by the ocean. Fucking seashells by the seashore.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. I'm on the rocket experience.
The JRE butt sex experience. Yeah.
What the hell's been going on in the news recently?
The fires.
Oh, yeah, the fires.
Yeah, yeah, the fires.
How much do we feel bad about that?
I don't care.
How much do we feel bad?
I don't care.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Maybe 7 or 8.
Oh, shit. Damn. What
you know,
are
there's a lot of, like, donations and stuff happening around California. Like, it's donating their blankets and their squishmallows and stuff like that. Stuff.
Squishmallows? Why are they sending stuff to animals? That'll burn. They're adding fuel. They're literally adding fuel to the fire.
No, they're to the victims that are displaced. Like, they don't have houses.
Dude, they need apartments, not squishmallows. They don't
last
have any.
I checked, it was 12,000, but Johnny said that it was higher.
Oh, my gosh. It is horrific. It is kind of funny, though, that it is just completely. This time.
Okay, yeah,
this
it
time.
Is, it is my.
It's your cord.
Shit. Yeah.
It's, wow. Damn. That's.
And
sucks.
You need the sock on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a fuzzy condenser.
It's a fuzzy condenser.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's... We had the Balloon Fest, the Balloon Festival this past weekend. And I kid you not, it is the third year in a row.
That they, like, canceled it for the fucking...
They canceled the balloons. Not a single balloon went up.
That's really sad because of the wind.
Yeah. Just because of the weather. And I think, honestly, I think they have, like, some like, insurance scam going. We, like, have the event covered by insurance, and then every year they're just like, yeah, you know, whatever, wind, can't work. Pat.
I don't understand how that would be, like, insurance fraud or anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, like, well, what they need to do is just, I guess, it's fraudulent because they won't move the date of the festival. Because it's every single year, January just gets hit by horrible weather. So they're just like, yeah, let's keep them.
That's
keep them
true, paid. That's a good point.
Because you can get insurance on your wedding.
Yeah, no, it was...
You know, you get wedding insurance.
It's dumb. Every time they fucking do this shitty festival, and I'm calling it shitty because it's like fucking like four rides and like a guy selling, I don't know, license.
It was
plate
actually pretty
art.
Big. You're kind of underselling them. No. They had really cool corn dogs and stuff.
Anytime that we've went, though, like we've never done anything. Like we just walk around and just look at the balloons.
Yeah, there's not much. You just kind of walk around. Fuck around.
Yeah,
you just fart around. That's
you just
it.
Walk Shop. Around. You fucking touch yourself to fucking it's watching balloons fly around
or
whatever.
Foodies.
The foodies go crazy, dude.
Or
for the
for
fat
the
fox.
The I like
the public masturbators. Yeah. We got public masturbators walking around. They're like, oh my god, there's so many fucking. They got an inflation fetish. That's why they're there for the balloons. They're like, fuck. I can't fucking wait to just fucking see those balloons.
The inflation fetish. On the high rise right now.
Well, they've apparently just been edging them for the past 3 years, though, because not a single balloon went up.
Yeah, no one's fucking busted. No one's been able to bust, dude.
I certainly haven't.
It's fucked up. And speaking of flames, California, let's get back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking how many people have died so far? Like 24?
That's what he said, but the last I checked.
That's what I saw last time I checked.
Yeah, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Unless I check 12 bit. To 14.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? That's there's going to be, like, a delay on this, like, release of the episode, too, because I got one coming up. And then, like, so, like, it'll probably be, like, 6 million dead in the California fires or whatever by
the
time
this gets
out.
The entire state has fallen off the continent.
Yeah.
Sinking.
No, I was fucking seeing people, like, fucking on Twitter being, like, the fucking space lasers that hit Hawaii from China are back. We need to paint our roofs blue. The Chinese are putting blue... siding on their fucking houses.
What? These are memes or this is report?
This is like just some like schizophrenic like conspiracy going on right now is the fucking the blue roofs.
The bar is so
saving low. Us from the space lasers.
The bar is so low for news.
So, yeah, this is why Space Force is so important.
Yeah, we need to stop them in their tracks in the middle of space. We gotta go stop. No more fucking space lasers, China.
You just hauled Hitler.
It's
on video.
Sorry, the guy.
Nazi Germany, circa 1938.
Yeah, 60 million Californian celebrities dead. No, but it was fucking funny. I was looking at like my uncle's fucking Instagram or whatever. He's like a pastor in California. And he was like, the church that like I had planned to be built, like burnt down to the ground. And then he's posting all these things like, you know, help us, send help. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Send help. It's fucked up. It's horrible. People are losing their homes and dying. It's like that part's not funny. Everything else is probably funny.
It's kind of, listen.
Everything else surrounding it is funny. But then like immediately after he posts all this shit, it's like, the Rams fucking won, dude. The Rams have fucking won. Listen. Fuck all that shit I was just saying. The Rams fucking won. This is all I care about.
This is why I can't feel bad.
I don't care that my house is burned to the ground and my church is gone. Fucking the fucking Rams, they won.
Yeah, but you know why he doesn't give a shit because the church is, you know, burned down? Because he didn't fucking pay for it. It's all donation.
I said it was because he invested in a Ford Raptor, but...
Yeah, none of the time. Yeah, he had to go to fucking, you know, Tencent, a Chinese investment company, to open up a church. What if we find out that every church in the U.S. is funded by some, like, Chinese investment firm?
Oh, yeah, BlackRock.
Yeah, BlackRock, dude. We own all the churches and from BlackRock.
Well, it's so crazy how, you know, the influx of things that are coming in from the media, they crowd how we think of things. Like, we can't even think about the people that are in our country suffering and displaced from their homes when when people are so upset about the war going on overseas. It's like, we need to focus on what is in our country first before we focus on what is in other countries. And we don't even care about what is going on in California because it's like in nature to make a joke out of it.
Mm. No, that's actually kind of funny because we're just like, Ukraine, Ukraine. Yeah. And then literally our neighbor is engulfed in flames and we're just like, whatever.
Exactly.
Who cares about fucking Mel Gibson? Who gives a fuck?
It's like a joke that California's on fire, but then people across the world are suffering, and we are so engulfed in that. And we wouldn't know about their situation if it wasn't for the internet in itself. So
listen, send the fires over there.
Listen, we can take a few fires.
Listen,
I think they have enough.
We need to send the fires over there, dude. Come on. Come on, we have to fucking we have to get all these illegal fires out of the country.
Illegal.
We have to get all these illegal fires out of the country. I'm calling ICE to put these fires out.
We need a wall.
Listen, we need a great fucking Windows Defender firewall put up.
Oh gosh, we're calling Melted ICE to take out all these illegal fires.
Listen, I'm getting ICE on the job. ICE is on the job, and I'm going to get rid of all these fires.
Oh, well, California, this is what you get for charging fucking $400 a gallon of gas. Fuck you.
And water is extremely expensive in California, too.
It's like Disney.
What water?
Yeah,
what water?
With all this shit.
Fucking water?
It's like imported from Canada, water.
Yeah, it's like...
California really is just like walking... I mean, I like California, but it really is just walking into Disneyland. The entire state is Disneyland with all the prices and all the fucking crazy shit going on. You know, the fires, the entertainment, you know?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's pretty rough. But, you know, think...
It is an absolute shit right now. They legalized looting. They legalized...
They fucking backtracked on those laws. Those aren't fucking in place anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since, like, fucking... You know, Trump was announced president. They were like...
No way.
Yeah, they were like, we're backtracking on those fucking laws of, like...
Bro.
How
did those even get passed? Like... Even in the most, like, liberal mind, how the fuck does that help anything?
It doesn't.
I guess just to not clog the system. Is that all what they were worried about? Was clogged systems?
It was, like, racial fucking shit and, like, clogging the system is part of it. And it's, like, fucking who cares? These companies have insurance anyway.
Well, okay, sure. But.
One of the biggest arguments that I've seen so far is that they contradict themselves and that they're so angry towards, you know, these social injustices. And there's always going to be injustice around. Like, there's never going to not be injustice. Someone is always going to be an asshole.
Right, and I'm going to be the asshole.
Even if you are, like, it's inevitable. Like, there's always going to be an asshole. And so when people are so, like, wrapped up in what is happening in the current times, like, they get so angry about these things and they can't change anything and it contradicts themselves. Like, the left, they want so much government control and yet they despise what the government has done so far on their side and for their side. So it's like a cycle of we want this and then they give them something that's just a little bit close to that.
They're just hardcore in the butt stuff. That's just, you know, the gist of everything. If you really boil it down,
I
they just want to be.
Conservatives are too.
They're both in the butt stuff. They're both. The conservatives are just closeted about it. You know,
that
the left is very like, fucking, let's have gay sex in the street.
Right.
Let's have gay
sex
in the street. Butt stuff, I'm down right here.
That should be
right here in the gayborhood.
The 2028 ballot should be like, the liberal side will be like, I feel like it's okay to have gay sex in the street. And the conservative side will be, you got to keep it in the bedroom.
But it's so crazy because when people are actually thinking about what they're thinking, like when you have your opinions, you have your biases that are towards those opinions. Sorry.
Talking to your shit.
They'll be like, yo, what's up, dog?
And make sure that they're opinions align with what they're saying. And when you really look at it, like, the reason why the left is so angry is because there's social injustice everywhere. Everywhere they look, there is someone being oppressed, and that is just a natural, not a natural, but it's an inevitable
thing. It's just part of the world.
Exactly.
Just part of the world. Like, you know, people are, you know, going to get fucked one way or another.
Hey,
so, like,
are you black and have shackles on your neck and cotton? That's
are you
natural.
On a ship straight to North America?
Are you on a ship?
Have you been oppressed for 600 years?
Are you on a cruise
line? Has the white man been keeping you down?
Well, no, it's like, fuck the social issues. I'm more interested in the economics.
You like bureaucracy.
Why like
you
bureaucracy?
Jerk off? You
no,
fucking
I,
jerk.
No.
You get a fucking milky fucking tip just
no,
fucking thinking
I don't
about
like
bureaucracy,
bureaucracy
issues.
I like efficient bureaucracy. I find that fascinating. When shit fucking functions.
That's still bureaucracy. You get fucking hard to fucking, you know, some guy talking about like the Democrats in the, you know, fucking this part of the country have decided that trains are good. You're autistic. You like trains. It's okay.
Well, the fact that you're here spouting a bunch of nonsense is because of that bureaucracy. Like, it's working in the background. It's always there. Always will be. There's bureaucracy in Somalia, fuck nuts. They don't even have a government.
Well, that's what's so crazy is that, you know, you have these two sides, and there's not ever really focusing on the actual issues that are at hand. Like, both sides hate that there is injustice. Both sides hate that there is whatever, climate change. Both sides would not prefer that the world is destroyed in the next 20 years. So, you know, both sides kind of agree on just general things other than the main specific points that the left and the right are in contradiction about, I guess, you know, with the left being more open and the right being more conservative. But what's interesting about it is that if they really look at their points, like, they're all falling on the same line, except
the wording is just different most of the times.
Right, the wording is different, and the politicians, they word it differently, and they say that they want to do this thing, but when it fails and it doesn't work because it's some type of utopia or some type of, like, you know, perfect world that they have as an example.
Right, but the thing about utopias are fucking... That's a fucking fever dream.
It's not ever attainable.
No.
That's the thing, is that the left
There's
is
that
so
whole
angry.
Argument with, like, you know, striving for a utopia always leads to dystopia.
But, like, who the fuck wants a utopia? I think they just want healthcare.
The problem with
Yeah, healthcare
utopia.
Is the real utopia. Can I fucking, like, dude, pound a six-pack and then go get, like, a fucking blood transfusion?
Yeah.
Like, is that possible?
We
Can
just,
I do that?
You just told me what the price was to get a fucking helicopter lift. From, like, how far did the helicopter
what, was
even
it,
go?
Like, 64?
$66,000.
Yeah.
That is, dude, that is like 4 years of my income. 4 years.
That's somebody's yearly wage sometimes. It's crazy.
Well, I'm not going to shed a tear for them. They're doing okay.
Yeah, they're all right. If
fucking fine.
You know, if they're making... fuck them.
Yearly wage.
I make
what?
$4. $4 an hour.
Where? That's illegal. That's not right.
That doesn't even go on fucking Alabama.
At the illegal
Actually, no,
immigrant
no,
factory.
It's not. Dude, in fucking Alabama, they could pay you a couple dollars under the minimum wage if you're getting tipped. Mm. There's some motherfucker out there.
Oh, yeah, they do fuck you in, like, weird, you know, southern states like that.
Listen, I've been on Xbox Live. There was this gay southern guy that liked to suck wiener, and he, you know, he was getting paid like $4 or $5 an hour making tips. Yeah, of course.
Was it really?
No. He's fucking married, woman. He's fucking married to a woman.
Okay,
woman.
Sorry.
Right, he's married to a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
but,
not secretly
but yeah,
married
no,
to,
it's,
to Lubo.
It is kind of ass, like, the pay in certain states. But yeah, like, I don't know. The fever dream of,
the
like...
unions in certain states. That's what's asked.
Yo, what the hell
states.
Is going on?
The
what
union
unions?
Is what's
union.
Horrible.
What union? The Soviet Union?
The east states have unions. The more west states, higher northwest
oh,
west
yeah,
states
yeah.
have unions.
Like the Starbucks union and the you know, shipping crate union and all that stuff?
They have crazy regulations.
I feel like unions are good for, like, bigger companies. But when it, like, you know, like a bigger fucking company or like
any sort
a group
of
company, like a franchise, yeah. But like when it's smaller, it's fucking
you
bullshit.
Like, you don't like unions?
No, I do not.
Really?
Not at all. I absolutely.
Well, how are workers supposed to protect their rights?
Yeah.
We as Arizona are a non-unionized state, and you know what's happening in the Starbucks, the unionized states through Starbucks are doing a strike. I can't remember if they're. I haven't seen anything that they've ended the strike.
Well, have you been to Starbucks recently?
I haven't.
Well, if you go, they have like the digital thing where you can tip with the card.
Yeah.
That's because of the union. It was literally like two fucking.
But it is fucking annoying when you go to a Starbucks and you're like, can I get one black coffee? And they're like, all right, here, fucking iPad turns around and then it's like, fucking tip us fucking $40 for our service. And it's like, fuck you.
I'm not even. Well, the $0 function is like, I know that's a little annoying, but the $0 thing is like the biggest button.
Yeah.
You're just, fuck it. Just give me my coffee and let me fuck off.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
This is a story from probably 40, 50 years ago. So this is a long time ago. But during unionized, you know, strikes and stuff, they would hire contracted workers. This was probably back in the 1970s or 1980s. They would hire contract workers. And when the contract workers would come, they would bring their own equipment because it was usually personal to them. They would have their own wire cutters, their own generators, their own, all their equipment was all their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the unionized workers would come and destroy all of the stuff that they had because they were union workers and they were not. And if they did their job, then the union workers had no, I guess, place to work or things to do. And then if
there's usually guaranteed hours.
Exactly. Yeah. But the guaranteed hours causes this like this weird dynamic with between workers that are not unionized and workers that are unionized. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is wrong. That everything else that the union provides is totally fine.
If everyone in a big block was unionized, it would be more fair.
That's the thing, is that half the country is unionized and half the country is not. That's the problem.
Right.
It's like half of them get the rights and half of them don't. It's like we right. either need unionized workers for everybody or no unionized workers for nobody.
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, it is kind of like unfair, but often those jobs usually have a way to get on the union eventually.
But the union will authorize the strike. So when the strike happens and people are off of work and the business is kind of deciding whether or not they can handle no workers.
Listen, I think unions are gay all around. Marriage?
All types of unions.
Civil unions.
Live alone, I mean, work alone, be a monster, get fucking kicked in the teeth by your employer. Fucking who gives a shit?
I don't know. It just
tooth
doesn't,
for a tooth.
Dude, it just doesn't make sense to me to have like all of this wealth generated from giant corporations that haven't changed their, you know, fundamental business strategy since the 40s.
Well,
all of this money and not a single worker gets a seat at the table.
Well,
that
see,
doesn't
that's
seem
what they're
functional.
Doing in Canada. That's what they've been doing in Canada. Like,
yeah.
You see the 25% yearly increase on rent from 2017. 25%. Mm. That means that it's almost double in 2 years.
They have so much land, too. They can just build more houses.
Two times so the amount of rent in 4 years because there is no new construction. There is no new progression towards their city, like, you know, that they can house.
Well, Canada's gay because, like, if to build more houses, you have to, like, clear a bunch of fucking, like, lumber. You have to, like, clear a bunch of fucking trees. Like, yeah,
that's all of Europe.
They've got a ton of land, but, like, you got to fucking, like, put in a bunch of work, and they only get, like, 2 months out of the year or whatever to fucking, like, do any of that because it's fucking, like, Alaska up there.
That's interesting.
We've been to the moon. We've been to the moon. This isn't, like, a crate. It's a fucking tree. Cut it down.
Right, but then you've got
fuck
all
Canada.
These bureaucratic bullshit things
yes,
around cutting down a tree,
exactly.
And it's like it then becomes the fucking thing of like I'm Gavin Newsom and I have to save a fish.
Yes, Newsom. No, exactly. In suburban areas in New York, they have disowned or like they have illegalized the building of apartment complexes, which would completely lower the rate of monthly, you know, rent for the district.
Right.
But yeah. they outlaw it so that you're not, it's literally illegal to create an apartment building that would house hundreds of people, in the same space that would house a family.
Well, is this like Canada or the U.S.?
That was New York.
U.S. and New York.
That's just, well, the problem is it's like fucking like building codes.
Yeah, and New York is New York is insane with their fucking building codes.
That's state.
For New York, sure, yeah. But like most fucking, everywhere else uses like the international building code. Yeah. And they're like, you probably shouldn't go past five stories for residential homes. And that's the problem. Like that,
not allowed to build any type of apartment complex in a residential suburban area in New York.
Oh, suburbia. Well, that's fucking. I mean, is that what you were talking about?
You've
where
got
it's like
100
the owners,
houses,
the homeowners.
Right. You've got 100 houses
they
in a
veto
line
it.
That you could make vertical.
It's
why?
So retarded.
It is so stupid.
Well, why? Because people want their own fucking like little section of the world.
No,
well,
that's protecting
you've got
their,
your
I mean, sure,
your
yeah.
grocery store 6 miles away,
right.
And your pharmacist 4 miles away.
I think it's
your
a little
doctor.
I think it's a little more cynical than that. They're protecting their fucking investment. That's why the housing prices are so crazy here.
BlackRock.
Yeah,
owns
I mean, yeah, here it's
5% of the country's land.
Well, our dad, was just like, I hope they don't build the fucking low cost area across the street from the house because it's going
to
lower my housing price. It's like,
that's
yeah,
not
a lot of you're right. A yeah. lot of it is protecting fucking investments. Like that's why they don't have like a lot of apartment complexes here in this town.
Yeah,
because this town fucking sucks, by the way. Because like they're like, oh,
Calcini,
if we,
I hope
if we
you kill yourself. He's the mayor, by the way.
Is he still the mayor?
Yeah, he's still the mayor. He's still fucking twinks in his SUV too.
Allegedly. But like, you know, if they did build an apartment complex, like, yeah, that'd be great for the fucking people that have to live and work here, which would be nice.
Hey,
but
you kind of need them.
You kind of need them for like fucking service industry people. And they're not doing that. They're instead fucking building like multi-million dollar homes in this fucking like,
dude, we should,
you know,
I should take you to the fucking super rich area up north. They literally built 400.
Like I'm all
on Cherry Tree.
Yes.
Yep. I've seen it before. I've seen all of them before. I've visited 2 years ago when they were building all the construction.
Yeah, it's like 10 times bigger up there now. Oh. It's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm all for like owning a home and fucking, you know, protecting your investments.
It just better not look better than mine.
Yeah, you better get the fuck off my block with that new fucking age space looking house, that fucking Minecraft house. No.
Yeah.
But I am totally for like fucking, you know, building a home and fucking owning a home and being a homeowner and all that shit.
Yeah.
But it's like you also have to understand that like especially in this town, because it's like a fucking tourist trap town. It sucks ass.
Sure.
Any tourist town is bullshit. You should fucking get out at any fucking chance you can.
Most towns that are not big cities that have a college are tourist towns.
Most?
Most.
Who wants to go to Iowa?
Fucking.
Fuck Iowa. Who's going to Iowa? That can't be most towns. Most towns.
That is a good point.
No,
but what the fuck is in Iowa?
No.
Dude, what is Iowa?
I'll tell you exactly. Over 60% of all U.S. towns are literally five franchises all selling food to fat people that live in the area.
It's
and they all
sick.
Work there. They all work there. They all eat the food and they all raise their kids there.
I mean, yeah, that was Fall River when I went there. So I went to Fall River for fucking whatever reason. I was like, this sucks. It's just like 3 Sonics, like, and a Dunkin' Donuts and fucking, you know,
yeah,
a Mexican fucking food place. And it's like, there's like fucking houses all around, but it's like, what the fuck is here? Like, but like in a town like this, and like a fucking
touristy
town, like, you need apartments for fucking, you know, lower income people to
you
like,
need Hoovervilles.
Yeah, and here is like dry. There's no place to live here. It's all houses. It's ridiculous.
And
it's
all the houses. Like, and some of the houses get converted into apartments, mm-hmm. but it's like they chop it up into 4 because they're like, okay, we're
like
making more apartments, mm-hmm. and then it's like, there you go. You've got 4 new places to fucking put in, like, you know,
yeah.
kitchen with a fridge and a
yeah,
stove.
And it's like an RV fucking stove and the fucking, you know, our last roommate's fucking, you know, apartment.
Bruh.
I remember that place. Bruh. It was literally like
cement
blocks that they just fucking put up inside the fucking like it was like a 2-story house or something. They chopped it in half and fucking then they divided
Dude.
The bottom floors into 4s.
Oh my god,
It was retarded. It was fucking stupid.
I don't even think I'm being arrogant. I could build a better house. Just give me the resources.
Yeah, it was
like,
just like
my current knowledge.
It was like, and then they took all the fucking utilities, and it was like RV stove and fucking metal ass fucking RV like cabinets. It was like, it was dog shit. Like a fucking apartment in New York is better than this.
You know what?
This is a fucking fire hazard.
The homeless shelters that are around are, you know, you've got this huge space, like an auditorium.
Right. It's like an old fucking high school, like,
right,
auditorium.
Exactly. And there's like everybody sleeping on the floor. And what it would cost to put all of those people in an apartment complex every single year would be around $2 million to pay for them to be in an apartment complex every single year. But my question is, what do we do when they start sleeping together? And what do we do when they start doing things together in their apartment?
When they start fornicating, they're having sex. The homeless people are having sex together. They're living in these fucking communal fucking hippie fentanyl compounds. They're having sex and creating fentanyl babies.
Hold on. Hold on. Dude.
What do we do about the fentanyl babies?
You're okay with...
Do we abort them? Do we not?
No, my question is...
You're okay with like the Soviet Union providing free houses to all these fucking losers.
That's what California is opposing.
But once they start fucking, then you're just like, shut it down. Shut it down.
Kill them. Kill them.
We'll give you the house.
Train them off to somewhere.
Put them
on a train and send them somewhere else.
God damn it. Woman, they're fucking Americans. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, Americans are allowed to do whatever they want in this country.
But if we give them free... What if we give them free houses?
You know what that is? It's a benefit. Woman, it's a benefit to
the
economy.
You know what I say? You know what I say? We make it look like an apartment. They're like, great, I'm moving into an apartment. And then you fucking get the Sweeney Todd fucking like floorboard like underneath their fucking refrigerator when they go to get fucking, you know, their Sour Patch Kids because they're fiending for a sweet little snack because they're fucking going through withdrawals. Yeah. You just fucking down into the fucking, turn them into a fucking pie. Turn them into the protein brick from fucking Snowpiercer.
Yeah, it's literally.
And then feed them back to the homeless. You know, this is the solution. That's your solution.
Sir, here's your new home. It's a movie set.
It's a movie set. Welcome. Johnny Depp's here. He's here to welcome you home.
Wow, sir, you look very fucked up.
I'm a gay pirate. I've got a jar of dirt. You want to come inside? And then fucking...
I've been exactly where you are. Just come listen to me.
Fucking Christ. No, so, okay. It is wild. It is wild to fucking see, like, because the Jay Stain, he was in L.A. recently, and he fucking was like, dude, it was so weird seeing this huge, giant fucking, like, brand new, like, LGBT, like, community center that they had just built. Mm. And it's like, why did you spend the money and the resources on that when you could have, like, totally built, like, a fucking rehabilitation center or, like, a homeless shelter of some sort?
Absolutely.
It's like,
they don't have homeless shelters in L.A.
No,
they just don't.
They don't.
Which
they have gayborhoods.
Well, okay, here's it kind of makes sense though, because why the fuck would you want to stay inside when outside is L.A.? Who the fuck wants to be indoors?
But what I thought was interesting is that if you could just spend whatever $5-10 million on a nuclear plant, that's the same exact money like how we would spend, you know, just a little bit of money to make a nuclear plant, and it would just turn into so much energy and so much money saved. And what's so wrong about the nuclear plants is that what are they called?
Well, they're old.
The people that come in and they like assess the building and they check all the regulations and stuff. Mm-hmm. The health inspector of the nuclear plants.
The health inspector.
The plant inspector.
Yeah.
Exactly, the plant inspector. They come in and they
Homer
say,
Simpson.
Oh,
yeah. No, he actually ran the plant.
This wall is like whatever 5 feet wide, and it's supposed to be 7 feet wide, so they have to redo the entire wall. And Trump was talking about this in the Joe Rogan podcast. He was like, these nuclear plants, they are only supposed to cost $2 to $5 million, like in France. France will create a nuclear plant for within $2 to $5 million, but in United States, it will cost up to $25 billion
what?
To create a nuclear plant, because these inspectors come and they say, hey, it's too wide of a wall. You have to make it thinner or vice versa, you have to make it thicker.
Yeah. Microphone.
Sorry.
Microphone.
Microphone.
Sorry.
So wait, they don't consult the state with blueprints. They're like, hey, is this okay? And they're like, okay. Like every other
I feel like if that's the case, then like part of that's probably like just a fucking, you know, a scam, because there still is like remnants of the like the fucking fears of nuclear fallout from like the fucking 60s or whatever, yeah, from World War II.
See, there's so much fear surrounding nuclear energy.
It's just a bunch of fear around it.
But it was Soviet nuclear shit. They're all retards there.
Yeah, it was like fucking, I don't know, the technology's advanced.
It was literally like Russian.
We know not what to do now. I know Fukushima happened in what, the 70s?
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Was the last big fuck up.
Yeah.
But
kinetic energy will kill 3 to 4 times more than nuclear energy on a 50-year basis.
Well, there's a lot more fucking kinetic energy in the world than fucking nuclear.
That's true, but the risks are also a lot higher. Like the because you have to replace the parts constantly on a whatever 5 to 10 year basis on when the material starts to
decay. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was busting your balls. There's this like the fucking Bill Burr bit where he's like talking about statistics and down there. They're like, it's like, well, 99% of all shark attacks happen on the beach. It's like, yeah, well, that's where all the fucking people are.
Well,
you know the thing is, about this fucking country is we do like jerk off statistics and numbers way too much.
That's true.
People don't look at the benefits of one thing or another. They just go, oh, well, the statistics say so. And it's like half the time the statistics are bullshit because some dude was trying to buy or sell something.
Not only that, but their bias is insane. Like if each statistic has to have a certain amount of people to be considered a statistical analysis, and when it is not, you can still post it as an analysis, but you cannot say that it was a, there's a special word for it, but you can't use that word because it specifically defines that you have used a certain amount of people and all different demographics. Like when you're taking
a survey,
exactly, oh, okay. And that's why they're
yeah.
So
you
got to
get you got to get the demographics right. You got to get the DEI hires in
you
there, fucking expose the radiation.
All of the different types of ethnicities, all of the different types of ages, you have to test to get an accurate statistic.
What do the blacks think of healthcare? What do they think?
What do the blacks think of nuclear fallout? You want to play the game? Too bad Fallout 4 is not coming out.
For God's sake.
It's not coming out. It's already out. Fallout 5 is not coming out.
When it comes to like fucking broad, I think I talked to you about this before. When it comes to like broad fucking things like that, though, where it's like, I know you're not saying like every statistic is wrong, but like where we have to like hyper scrutinize every piece of data point. It's like, how the fuck do we make a basis for decision making?
If people are honest, if people are forthright about
the never
exactly,
that's why institutions exist.
That's why we can only trust what the
internet says. You have to trust the internet.
You have to trust.
Listen to us, guys. We know what's going on. We're on the ground, boots on the ground. Pubes and all.
I don't know. Like Science Mag will fucking come out with some bullshit thing that comes out where it's like, oh, fucking gay people actually don't spread AIDS.
Statistically, gay people don't spread AIDS. It's just a myth.
They'll say something like that, and then like you know, the community will find it, be like, this is retarded, and then they'll petition to get rid of it. Like, there's something there.
But there's a minimum requirement, and if they do not disclose that minimum requirement, like if the cover of the or the clickbaity title of the article says something like the information about or the statistics of is not accurate. You need to know the exact number of people. 874 people were surveyed about blah, 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 blah. Or
60 million Jews dead in World War II.
Or 7,000 people were surveyed in 7 different demographics. Like, you need to know the information or they're hiding it. They're specifically trying to cover it if they're not being open about it. That's
the problem. I guess I am with you. Surveys are mostly bullshit.
Yeah.
Because who, I mean, like, imagine if someone, like, you got
a text. Who takes a survey?
Who the fuck takes a survey?
Not only
who takes
that,
a fucking survey? It's a waste of time.
People that need money,
dumb
but
people.
Also, like when you
wait, they pay you to take a survey?
Absolutely.
The fuck?
Not only that, but they will ask specific questions. Like certain words will invoke certain emotions inside humans. And so they know what type of questions to ask and they know what types of words to use.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Well, thank goodness, right?
Well, speaking of like statistics and shit.
They know what words to use.
But speaking of words and statistics, I'll never forget the time that I was working at Chevron. I think I've told this story. And
now we're out of ideas anyway. Go for it.
Whatever. Who gives a shit? This story is so fucking funny. I tell it every time. Fucking, you know, my boss at the time, you know, we had this fucking like family of like black people come into the store. And fucking, you know, he was like watching them like a hawk. He was just fucking like, fucking staring them down.
What was the race of the owner?
He was Korean.
Right.
He was Korean. Think back to Rodney King. Think back to the rooftop Koreans.
Right.
He was that kind of guy. Like, I imagine he was like 8 years old on the top of a fucking roof with a fucking, you know, a hunting rifle. Like, you know. But he, like, you know, after they left, he, like, saw one of the, like, kids, like, steal a slice of pizza. And he, like, comes up to us behind the register and he goes, "You have to watch the black people. They're like a pack of gorillas in the store. Pack of gorillas in the store.
Damn.
They like to steal." And then I was like, I was fucking, like, fucking slamming the top of my register, like tears in my eyes, laughing. And then he throws out that fucking statistic of like, I don't know, fucking 90% of them by the time they're 13 are in prison or whatever, whatever that fucking bullshit right. statistic is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I fucking lost my mind. I was like, you know, that's like proof that like throwing out statistics all the time, in my mind, is like brain rot. You're just throwing out numbers all the time and people just fucking are like, oh my God, this is so bad. What are we going to do? Oh fuck, oh fuck. And then like they...
Right.
They don't actually, like, look into it. They're just like, a number, big number, bad. This big number, bad.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if you look at the overall statistics, like, whatever, 67% of Americans are unhappy. But on the...
That's it?
Right.
Only
right?
60%? 67%?
67, so almost 70%. So more than
should be a lot higher.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it is higher.
But I'm fucking angry.
I mean, how
like Ukraine?
I mean,
is
like,
on,
if
we're number 22, we're number 22, and Ukraine is number 78 or
right,
something
right.
like that. So I mean, just the difference in country and how we view things is just completely maddening.
Right, but I do feel that number should be higher because, like, who the fuck is taking statistics? And plus, if you're depressed and you're thinking about putting a gun in your mouth, what the fuck are you going to do? You're going to waste 20 minutes fucking being like, yeah, I think we should imprison fucking prisoners even more so, and we should... Yeah, we should definitely kill more Mexicans, and
sure.
Well,
you know.
It's funny that you say that because Governor Newsom, like, because the people of California have been voting more towards the
alt-right.
Like they go through all of the immigration and they actually research the person that is coming into the country. Like mm-hmm. those types of immigration laws, like California has been voting for that, and Governor Newsom said, "I don't recognize California anymore."
Well, because he's a retard.
What does that even mean?
Like he doesn't recognize, like he doesn't associate with California anymore because they're voting more.
But
so
he's the governor.
Exactly.
He literally represents it.
How can you not recognize something you don't represent? That's like me being like, yeah, I'm a fucking ghost, but I don't believe in that fucking ectoplasm bullshit.
But he's like, you know, these people are calling for the reparations for the, you know, the people that have come over illegally. And he's like, I don't recognize you anymore. I don't see you as for what you are. I do not see you as Californian anymore because you are calling for something that is, you know, oppressive towards another culture. But when are you going to...
Is that what they wanted? They wanted the fucking Hispanics to just pay for shit?
There's $15,000 on a credit card, or not a credit card, on a debit card that has... Sorry. On a debit card that is given to illegals.
But that wasn't in California. That was in New Jersey.
And asylum seekers in Louisiana.
Is that real? Is that real? Are they actually handing people
$15,000
on a credit card? And you can pull cash.
It can't be.
You can pull cash. Look it up. You can pull cash.
No fucking way.
Yep.
Sounds like a money laundering scam to me.
It really
And the helicopter
honestly.
Ride is $65,000. They did
Tell
that
me
a,
about
holding
it.
Your baby they, in the hospital is like what, fucking $3,000?
Exactly.
It's some insane
Dude,
shit like
they
that.
They got a helicopter for Jackass, for fucking Fear Factor. It cannot cost $65,000 to get a helicopter
you.
Ride. No, I know, I believe you, but it, like, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense when you can get like a fucking, you know, little floozy
fucking,
helicopter.
They're trying to scam the insurance company, but if someone doesn't have insurance,
they're like,
okay,
here is fucking, you know, serviceman fee, and fucking here is, you know, fuel, and here is fucking, like, they just add on all these fucking stupid costs.
You know what Winston Churchill said about Americans?
Buy a gun.
We're always we always do the right thing. After we do everything else first.
Oh, yeah, because we're dumb as fuck.
Such a good quote. You know, he had like 9 hard, like not bottles, but like glasses of scotch a day.
Yeah, the guy was a fucking Dude, alcoholic. He was
Winston
a fucking
Churchill
dumbass.
Winston Churchill got fucking shit-faced and then Whoa. Was just like, yeah, storm on the beach is Normandy, I don't know.
I don't care. I'm
but he won. Like, he won World War II just shit-faced.
Dude, he's like, fuck it, I don't care. The England's being bombed, fucking
okay,
kill
actually,
him.
I just
Drunk words is a sober heart. That is so true.
Oh, the
drunk words is a sober heart. That is how he feels.
Drunk
on the
words
inside.
Or sober words or what is it? It's drunk words or sober thoughts.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
So you're telling me,
like
so like
better.
He was just fucking hanging out and just being like, man, should we fucking? I think we should fucking like
Let's
just
go.
Totally
he did
storm
not
the
care
beach.
About society
we should totally storm the fucking beaches in Normandy.
Dude, I can't believe you know what's so funny. It's like we've all fallen from grace so hard. Or we all think this way, but in World War II, the people we had to lead the free world was an absolute fucking British drunk and a fucking cripple. We had a cripple, a drunk, and a retard in
yeah.
Canada, and some hick from the boonies in Australia, and they're just like, oh, we're going to fuck you. And we won.
Yeah.
And we won.
Somehow, we did it.
Now, with a reality TV star, so
guys,
gay
we
guy
pulled
in
it
Canada,
off by fucking sending all the black people over first to get shot.
And some fruitcake
And then using
France.
Their bodies yeah. to get up to
That's
the
That's not true. In the Civil War, it was actually very rare for a black person to be in the front lines. They would have
they eventually
them cleaning...
Yeah, they. I think they eventually changed
bandings.
That. They eventally changed that, and it was like, okay.
The North eventually.
Send them out first.
Well, because fucking, what was it?
What year? What war? What battle?
I think it was like the Civil War.
No, it was after.
Later on in the Civil War.
No, yeah. It was. No, it. What was? What the fuck was the main general's name of the Civil War?
Mustard Custard.
Shut the fuck
Mustard
up.
Custard.
Mustard Custard. He's on the $50 bill. Grant, USC's Grant. After,
I was gonna say
he
that.
He went from like battle to battle, and everyone on the North was calling him a butcher because he would just throw our boys at the fucking soldiers, and you know he eventually won the battles, but he lost a lot more men.
The same thing happened with General Patton. He was considered a complete hero for his entire career in the military, and he had sent a troop to this base that had his nephew in captivity, and. After that point, after he had sent the troops...
Who the fuck was Patton?
General Patton was considered the most audacious general
like
in World War II.
What war?
World War II.
Oh, World War II. Okay. Patton.
General Patton.
Yeah, fuck Patton.
Patton sounds like Patsy, you know?
Well, no, my point was after we like lost like a shit ton of men and barely won, we were just like, all right, I guess black people can fight.
And yeah, because we ran out of
exactly
dudes.
What, I can't. No, I'll tell you exactly that because that coincided with us explicitly stating that this was about abolishing slavery to get the UK and France off our back.
Yeah,
because they were like, "We're just going to join the Confederates and then fuck you in the ass because we want cotton." And they were like, "No, this is about freeing black people." And
right.
They're like, "Okay." Later.
They're like,
"We'll stay out of it. Figure it out." So that's what happened. I just actually do ass.
Actually bust out the 9/11 book.
Actually Lincoln.
Actually bust out the 9/11
Lincoln
memorial
was gay,
book.
But I loved it. He was gay. He like slept with men.
Where?
Did
when
he?
Is that?
Lincoln,
when?
Yeah. No.
I do remember hearing something about
Lincoln
that recently.
Was,
it just
when?
Fucking
it's not confirmed he's gay, but he like slept with men to quote warm up during the winter.
Sounds pretty gay. Sounds pretty gay to me.
I'm not kidding.
Sounds pretty gay to me.
You'd like sleep with general commanders and snuggle.
I mean, like we've gone camping, like you know, we didn't fucking snuggle. No, we did not. No, we did not.
It's true.
What source do you have? What anything do you?
I slept on a deflated fucking air mattress in the middle of fucking the winter on a fucking cold, icy ground.
Not you wanna, your lived experience.
You want another source?
Yes.
Candace Owens. Candace Owens. And she's black, and she and you said that she's smart, so I you can't disagree.
She's trying to make like she was trying to make
such
a
woman.
Sorry.
She's such a woman. Fuck you. Like
she was just
Owens?
Trying to make fucking Abe Lincoln an LGBT advocate.
You know, yeah,
I do disagree with a lot of what she says, but some of the things that she says, I'm like, okay, yep, that makes sense. That's good.
Like black, like slavery was a choice.
I agree more with Ben Shapiro than I do Candace Owens.
Dude, I know. Listen,
I'm
know,
Ben Shapiro, and I think Candace Owens
know,
is
listen,
the top bitch. I think she could get top for me.
She's got a WAP, as the kids say.
She could do what Mr. Feeney did to me.
A callback to a show that we weren't on.
And we'll never be on. And doesn't exist. It's not real.
Anyway.
It's all a figment.
You know, you've got some fucking wild ass takes on that George Floyd shit. I know you're like intelligentsia and you like, you know, you're like in college and shit and you like to look at all the facts, but that George Floyd opinion.
He was on withdrawal. He was in withdrawal from methamphetamine.
How did he die? How did George Floyd die?
He died from asphyxiation, but he was in withdrawal from
definitely didn't help. It definitely didn't help.
No, it did not. And
how responsible is that cop?
I really, 100% of my heart, believes that he made the best decision that he could make.
Oh, my God.
And this is why I don't
you think,
my name.
Wait, no, you think that George Floyd, do you believe with your heart, that George Floyd would have died without the cop's intervention?
He would not have died if he did not try to put, try to pay for his hot dog with a $20 bill that was fake.
But if you pay for a hot dog with a fake dollar, do you deserve what happened to you?
He got the cops called on him and he was acting, you know, out of place or, you know, the cops are given the authority to use the rights that they have. And the right that he had was to detain this person from causing a bigger scene than what he was
holy
already
shit.
Causing.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but fucking... What about George Droid? They brought him back, dude. Fentanyl Reactor fucking 5, dude. They brought him back.
Those are the people that don't care about either side. Was all.
Whoops.
No, you know what's so funny? You're like, the statistics are brain rot. And then you bust out George Droid.
He was
such an animal.
He was going through withdrawal from methamphetamine. He was acting crazy.
I don't think it was. I think it was fentanyl. I think it was like.
Is methamphetamine.
Was it methamphetamine?
It was methamphetamine.
Shit. He's on some gack, dude.
He was on withdrawal from methamphetamine.
But like, but
he had purchased whatever he had tried to purchase with a fake dollar bill, and the police officer had used whatever force he thought was necessary to apply to contain him.
I'd love to train with him sometime.
He's given you the most benefit.
Synced up to the Nigga Link AI.
I've seen some. Megan, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry, it's really hard to focus on him.
What the fuck?
Nigga Link online. Vent reactor at
they brought him back,
capacity.
Dude.
This is stupid.
This is awesome, dude. What are you talking about?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
They brought him back. It's okay. He didn't actually die.
He wasn't Jewish.
This is what, we need to have you as like an analysis on the show. Thank you so much. That's your biggest issue with that? He's literally an android, and you said he's not Jewish?
He got the Jewish star in the left-hand corner.
Bro, he bought...
Hell no!
Dude, he bought a fucking hot dog. Of course he's not Jewish. It's
pork. Yes, that's true.
It could have been beef.
It could have
been beef.
Or turkey dog.
Yeah, dude. You know, he could have been fucking Jewish. You don't know. You don't know.
What if he was a little Jewish and then that's why fucking what was
the cop's
name?
He's like, oh please, God, you're stepping on my neck, it hurts.
Dude, okay, that's okay, back to this. I've seen so many cop videos where like the fucking dude that they're trying to arrest is like twice the size that's a cop. And all these times they're able to detain him, put handcuffs on him, and throw him in the car.
He it's like not died an issue. Because he was in withdrawal. He was in withdrawal when the cop had applied pressure to his neck.
But withdrawal cannot. Withdrawal cannot kill you.
You're absolutely right, but it can elevate your cholesterol. It can elevate your dopamine. It can elevate your serotonin. It can elevate
these things don't kill you.
Guys, this was like 6 years ago.
What killed him?
Guys, George Floyd is still alive in my heart, okay?
You're right. I think it was like 5, 6 years ago.
It was like fucking 6 years ago.
No, and we're still talking about it.
It's just such, it's the craziest opinion. Not crazy, but it's the most bad shit.
My opinion is that the cop did everything he could to secure the situation and to detain the person that was acting
crazy. But what about
crazy?
But what about the two other cops that were like yelling at him, be like, this is too far? They're just like, hey, you don't have to hold him down that long. You don't have to put your...
This is an illegal UFC move,
sir. Honestly, I did not
read
anything about that.
Maybe you're right, because those two cops were actually almost fucking thrown in jail because they didn't do shit anyway.
And yeah. Then there was a whole thing about the cop that was not actually that did not actually look like the cop that was in the prison. Like the prison videotape compared to what the cop looks like is like not
Derek
what
Chauvin?
The cop. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think they just killed him?
I don't know. I really haven't.
Whoa,
no
they
Epstein
his ass?
I don't know.
You think they put his knee on his carotid artery?
Yeah, they're like, how does it feel now? How does it feel now? They just got like the biggest black dude in the fucking prison to just be like, how does it feel now?
How's it feel
George
now?
Floyd was my hero. Can't believe they're bringing him back.
What are you dying
with
of?
AI technology?
What are you dying of? Meth withdrawal, motherfucker.
They're bringing George Floyd back and you can't do anything about it. They're bringing him back with Tesla robot AI technology.
Bro.
Microsoft's leading the fentanyl reactor fucking research, dude.
I really cannot imagine being a police officer convicted of something and then put in prison with the people that you have convicted.
I can't imagine being a police officer.
In general.
Well, I mean, if any police officer kills anyone, they should be fucking tried like any other.
Who was the guy from Dirty Jobs, Dirtiest Jobs? Fucking whatever, that guy. We should have him be a cop.
Kevin Hart?
No, not Kevin Hart.
Kevin Farr?
No, the fucking...
the Dirty Jobs guy. He's like some white guy. He's on Last Man Standing. Remember that show? And whatever.
Alan! His name was Alan!
No, not Tim Allen.
No,
Tim
he was
Allen's
like Tim Allen's brother.
Yeah, Tim Allen's brother. In that show.
And he's on the show?
And he was like, yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm
we get
my wife.
We
hair?
Get him to be a cop yeah. for a day. He's like, this job is
big
dirty.
Black eyebrows.
No, that was the grandpa, man. That was his dad.
Okay, fine.
He had a brother, and then he was the dirty job. Anyway,
whatever.
Okay,
what you get that guy to be a fucking cop for today, and he's like fucking, you know, running around the streets of New York, and he's like fucking selling drugs out of the fucking cop car.
Oh,
he's a dirty cop. He's like, this is a fucking dirty job. This is a fucking dirty job. This is the dirtiest job I've ever done. Fucking slugging cow shit and fucking crawling through sewers and eating cockroaches. This is nothing compared to this. This is a dirty fucking job.
Rick and Morty episode where like Morty is like trying to run for president, and they're like,
I don't watch Rick and Morty. I don't have an IQ of 600.
You're
lame.
I don't have an IQ of 600. I couldn't understand that show.
It is really smart.
Yeah, it's a fucking really smart show.
What were you saying? I watch it.
I was just saying, like, you know, the cop Rick is supposed to be so, is supposed to be, like, devoid of their emotions and their pulls towards humanity. And it is the Morty in that situation that, you know, calls for desensitivity and coldness. And when the Rick is like, hey, you're a cop, man. You're supposed to be taking care of these people. And he's like, yeah, but it doesn't matter because they're all going to die anyway. And he's in, like, whatever, the strip club or something. And
yeah.
He's like, he really doesn't care about people. I don't know.
You're right. That is, like...
You're comparing Cop Morty to Derek Chauvin?
Yeah.
That's what I gathered from that.
He's
Cop
a dickhead.
Morty to Bill Burr.
I think... Whatever the fuck we're talking about on this shit, man. This is fucking awesome, man.
Talking about George Floyd or something.
Yeah. I think the Morty cop, he's called another Morty a reckless fucking animal.
A reckless animal.
You get the fuck off the hood of my car, you fucking reckless fucking animal. I think all he did, he touched the hood of his car. He's like, "We are Mornies." It's like,
oh my god,
it was a good episode.
I love that episode.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, you don't watch movies.
No, I don't. Not since.
It's very interesting.
Not since Top Gun.
That was in the '70s.
That was 3 years ago.
That was the '70s. What are you talking about?
What?
Top Gun was in the '70s. Top Gun Maverick was today.
Was '80s, wasn't it? Or '70s?
No, Top Gun Maverick was like the new one.
Shut up. That's not what she's talking about. You watched the original one, right?
I watched the new one 2.5 or 3 years ago.
Dude, it was like Top Gun Maverick.
Dude, that was the last movie you saw?
That was the last movie I saw.
Holy shit. So why do you avoid watching the movies these days?
The movie that came out that was... I can't remember what it was called, but it was about child exploitation in the movie industry. And
what, Quiet on Set? That was the one with fucking Drake Bell.
That was way newer.
That was, yeah, Drake Bell and fucking Nickelodeon.
No, that's different. It wasn't Quiet on Set. It was Saved Alive or something like that. It was something along that. And after I watched the interview with the actor that had gone through... And actually,
they were
saved
like, "Yeah,
I got
method acted, so they did molest me before the role."
No, he was actually the actor that went and saved the children. He went into that place and saved the children.
So I guess it was method acting in the end.
Maybe just a part, just you know, maybe you know, maybe 15-20% of it was method acting, but you know, he had.
Dude.
That he had saved like 2 or 3 times more children than in the movie.
This is QAnon. Did you watch a QAnon documentary?
No, I'm not. Oh. I swear. Okay. It's Jordan Peterson, which is probably just as bad.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. You have to clean your room.
I knew I shouldn't work.
No,
you
have to clean your room. I read both of his books.
That's not for me. Like
that's
for
Javen.
A specific type
Javen,
of audience.
Javen, you need to clean your bed. Get
that's
the dirty clothes
Javen.
Off your bed.
I'm not trying to save the world. That was his point. If you're trying to save the world, you better clean your room first. I don't need to clean my room. I'm not trying to save the world.
His point was that men will come to him and say, "I'm so thankful that you have saved the world," or "I wish that I could save the world."
He's just like, "Fuck off! I'm eating a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich."
And he would say, "Go do it. Do it. Fine, do it."
Oh. You know what's funny? Okay, because I read his second book. His first book was honestly really good.
Which one?
The first 12 Rules for Life.
Okay.
That one, it was his first book.
Did
actually,
you do,
decent philosophy. He
Men
had
versus God.
What?
I think it's called Men versus God.
Wasn't that one just about him having gay sex?
We Who Wrestle with God is what the book is called.
I didn't read that
book
one,
is called.
But the last book I read from him was 12 More Rules for Life. And
yeah.
I kid you not.
It ruins the
no,
first 12.
No, I'm
it?
Not even... No, it's like the most unrelatable bullshit you've ever heard in life. Because the first one was genuinely decent philosophy. It was actually kind of cool. The second book was like, if your name's Joe Rogan, don't secede to the other side that's trying to fuck. It was like...
It was just a fucking like plea deal for Joe Rogan.
One of the one of the rules only applies to you if you are a straight up celebrity.
God.
What the fuck?
How so?
It was like... If you end up following the first 12 rules for life and become a fucking top G Andrew Tate millionaire, don't let that go to your head or something.
Why
that
not?
Was like the rule.
Why not?
Because it's bad for you.
I
don't know.
I
because you're forgetting to clean your room and you've got people cleaning your room for I'll bring
you.
It up.
You're
I'll
forgetting
it.
No,
the first
I think
rule.
That has something to do with having people's pride and some people's like egotistic.
Right. No, I understand it, but it's like fucking how many people are like that book is for fucking like, you know, insane fucking Hollywood actors or whatever.
Hey, Peterson,
if that's
work at Red Robin, what the fuck?
It talks about general kindness. It talks about general interest.
Right. He like throws like the second book. Yeah. He like throws like rules in from like the Bible. It's like whatever. Just read the fucking base material. Read the fucking Bible. I don't know.
But people don't.
Beyond
that's
right.
The thing.
They want to like fucking reach out and like go towards like some fucking idol,
he
which is dumb
it,
to do.
But he makes it digestible for audiences that would never have read the Bible,
right?
In previous times, the people would have never read the Bible,
right? Are you looking up the rule?
I'm looking up the fucking stupid rule that made me hate it.
I only read like the first chapter of. I only read the first chapter of like the first book.
It's because you can't read.
No, I can read. I just like I was just like okay. What are we looking at?
Work as hard as you possibly can on. I can't read that.
I guess I guess I may have been a little hyperbolic because the rules are not like the worst thing. I mean, they're not definitely.
Explain it to me like I'm a 4-year old.
I'll explain to you like you're fucking 9 months old, motherfucker.
Okay, goo goo gaga, doo doo da da. I shit my diaper.
Okay, because the first.
Oh my God. Fucking. I'm getting rid of that shit.
The first, yeah.
I'm getting rid of it. Cool. I've been thinking
there's
about
not,
it.
There's, we don't connect the lights to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, so I just use it as a fucking clock.
So the first 12 rules were.
Single mindedly. That's a really good way to put that, though.
All right, but check out. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Look at. Do not do what you hate. Thank you. Thanks. Don't you have a fucking PhD?
Does that mean I need to quit my job since I hate my job? Okay, I'll just do something that I hate. Do not do.
I guess the argument there is like being homeless would be something that you hate.
I think it's something that you choose to do. Like, I hate that I am a procrastinator, or I hate that I sleep in late, or I hate that I am that I'm stupid with my words. Like, I will go really, really fast with what I'm thinking, and then when I think about it later, I'm like, oh, I should have said that, or I should have said this. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that part about me.
So it's like, go against your own fucking human nature and, like, just become God.
The biggest thing he says, the biggest thing that he talks about is think about thinking. What do you think, and why do you think it? That is the biggest question.
I mean, that makes sense if you just leave it
in.
At that. Like,
exactly.
Fucking just yeah. Think before you
that's
think.
The biggest thing that's coming from him.
Double
no, that doesn't make sense. Hold
think
on.
About what
you
you're
think
thinking.
About what you're thinking.
Now exactly.
Think before you think.
Exactly. Think about what you're thinking. Because if you have an idea and you have this certain bias, you have a cognitive bias to go towards the information that confirms your bias or confirms the thing that you believe in. So if you believe that things are more leftist or things are more right, you're going to be delivered with the algorithm of right or left. And when you view that content, you take it inside and you take it as your own personal information. And when when all you see is leftist information and all you see is right information, you have this cognitive bias towards what you're seeing.
I'm sorry. You're like, no, I'm not. It's just swinging the microphone around. It's hilarious. I am paying attention. Keep it close.
I feel like it's trailing off, though. But like the main point is like, if you just think about what you're thinking about.
Your cognitive bias.
That's all.
Reaffirm
just think about what
you're
thinking about.
If you only think okay. What you're thinking.
So it was a beautiful thought. None of that was in that book. No, it was a beautiful thought. None of that was in that book. This book told you to work your job, shut the fuck up, and
pretty much be a fucking a button monkey.
You better fuck your wife. That's what the book is.
Fuck your wife. Fuck your wife. Be a fucking monkey. Press the fucking buttons on the typewriter and fucking.
The book was not.
I don't think so.
The book was not as philosophically significant as the
right. You know what's a good book? Neuromancer.
That was a decent
fucking
book.
Awesome book. You cocksucker.
Because have you read the second book?
I have not.
Because okay, it was a bummer. Because I was a huge fan of the first one. The first one was deeply impactful for me. And I read the second one. And for one of these rules, he literally used Rogan as an example. And I'm like, this is horrific. And I literally stopped it by I think rule 8.
Maybe I should just fucking pick up the first book, read it all the way through, and just fucking leave it.
The audiobook is excellent.
Jordan Peterson. He is one of the top speakers.
He's a top G.
Mm-hmm. He's really top G in my mind.
He reads the book. In the first book, in the first audiobook that he made, was he cries on the recording, actually.
Nice.
He's talking about.
I think, that is something that I fucking, this is Rogan's fucking take, but I do agree. Like, yeah, that's probably a good fucking thing to do is read your own fucking book.
Yeah, definitely. Smart. You know?
It's your words.
Your words.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say. It's your words. I don't know.
If Trump wrote a book, I'd love for him to read it.
And I remember, when I grabbed her by the pussy. It was this date, and
because
it was awesome.
That is so true. I'm gonna be honest. It's not false.
If he wrote a book, and like, I think he has books. I'm pretty sure.
A weak man will create a strong woman, and a strong man will create a weak woman. That is just a fact.
She's going off some Joe Rogan shit.
What's the feminine version
of Jandrew Tate? Because you're on it, dude.
Maybe Amala Kenobi, or I can't remember what her name is.
Amala Kenobi?
Yes! Kamala Harris.
We love joy.
You know what? Because she had like the coconut tree thing that she said.
I fell out of a coconut tree.
Dude, one... Did you vote for her? What the fuck is going
on? I didn't.
But no,
would you have, though?
Did you fall out of a coconut tree?
My mama said that I fell out of a coconut tree.
Dude, she was like...
She was fried, dude. She was fried.
I'm not kidding. She was born white, and she just got a wicked spray tan. She cannot be
Pacific
black.
Islander, and she got a...
No, she's not. She's fucking...
She's Pacific Islander.
When she got elected...
What is she? She's Pacific Islander. She's black. She's Indian.
She was like, okay, when she was the district
attorney...
What's next?
She's fucking Chinese.
That was the thing. No, I'm not even kidding. It was like
she does look Asian.
She got to the position where she was the district attorney. She was like, it's the first Pacific Islander district attorney in California. And then when she ran for president, she's like the first black woman president.
Yeah,
like,
she kept changing
her race. No one knew what she was.
She should have just been like, I don't know, I'm the first biracial person.
I guess it's not that important, but if we have to question it, like, what the fuck, who are you?
Yeah.
What's, I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Did you see the video where she was changing her accent?
Where she was code switching? Yeah.
Yes, that was so funny. Where she had like a very thick New Orleans like black accent.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she had like this city accent. It was so funny.
Yeah, like at the next rally immediately. She was like,
dude,
we are going to change this country. And then like previously at New Orleans, it was like, y'all, we gonna change this country, y'all.
Exactly.
Y'all, we gonna make the gumbo out in that swamp. We gonna make the gumbo out of that swamp.
We're gonna fix this country.
Yeah, we gonna fix this country, y'all. We gonna make the gumbo out of that swamp.
Exactly.
Talk about draining that bitch.
It's kind of
we gonna make gumbo out of it first. We gonna do crawfish boil.
Hours before she
Dude,
was
for
like
real?
Just before. Recorded too, and all on the internet. She has a completely different accent.
Holy
shit,
so funny. Man. Dude, what the fuck? You know, because like I'm a little bummed that she lost, but God, I'm so glad she lost.
I think everybody at this point is like, yeah.
Who did you vote for, Javen?
I voted for her.
You did not.
I did, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I voted for Jill Stein.
I had to fucking.
Oh,
this was
libertarian?
You're such an ape. What's so funny? I had to bring this to like the entire family.
No, I went in there.
And
I was like, "Fuck
me
you!"
Fiercely, I'm like, "Let me explain why." It was an extremely cynical vote. You know, you're voting for a Democratic.
Every
veto
time
power.
I've seen her speak, I have just completely vomited
She's
in my mouth.
She's literally the worst person
right.
to ever be born.
Well,
She's
anyways.
The Antichrist.
I do not.
She's the Antichrist. So was Obama when
so
you
was
know
Jar Jar
he
Binks.
Got no, fucking. So was Jar Jar Binks. That's why they killed his character.
I would definitely. Vote for a Democratic position if it had, you know, encapsulated anything that I believed in whatsoever. But I don't know.
But
it does.
Derek Chauvin is innocent in your eyes, so
but
you will never.
Harris has changed her position on 100 different things 10 times.
So funny.
It's
like fucking. They already had a Democratic woman run, and Kamala managed to like do every bad thing that she did. It was like the most horrific thing.
Runners that they've had that have been female.
Oh, I've been so bad.
Horrible, horrible candidates.
Dude, Tulsi Gabbard, she was a decent one.
If you have any brain whatsoever, you would not vote for Hillary or Kamala.
Well, I
think we should vote fucking.
I had a cynical vote. I didn't like her. I voted for her administration.
I just fucking zoned out for a second, but I think we should all just fucking vote Vermin Supreme in the office, dude. Everyone gets a fucking free pony.
You're such a hack.
Everyone gets a free pony.
Supreme what?
Vermin Supreme. The guy that wears the fucking boot on his head?
I don't know who you're talking
sister,
about.
Sister, what? Listen, I'll show you.
JV, pull it up.
It's actually Keegan's father.
He
yeah, he's actually my real dad.
This is.
He's actually, he actually like kind of looks like me.
Herman Supreme. He's been running like every year, right?
Right? Mm-hmm. President mm-hmm. Pony.
Yeah, because he promises.
Is it Russia? Or what country?
No, this is.
No, he's like an American citizen.
He's from a, no, he's from a third world country.
Oh, is he really?
No, yeah. He's running in the United States.
Whoa.
He's running from Flint, Michigan.
We do have a Senate from.
He'll never be president, though, because
he's
not.
I can't remember where from. I think it's Wisconsin.
No, he won't. No,
we have an.
I'm sorry.
A Russian immigrant that is. Senate.
What? What the
we
fuck?
We have a Russian immigrant that's Senate.
Yeah, they're probably voting to kill the fuck out of you, Russia right now, right?
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, we had fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Excuse me.
About what?
He was California's governor.
For what years?
Fucking when I was like
what?
A
no,
when
this
we were
is
like
common knowledge. He was
yeah,
the
when
governor
I was like
of
a
California.
Kid. He was the governor of California.
Okay, but what about now?
He's
it's
like
Newsom.
Yeah, he's a jerk off. But
how drunk
they're both
are
jerk
you?
Offs.
How drunk are you, dog?
But how can we talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger being?
Excuse me.
When we have Newsom.
So every time he says, "Excuse me."
Excuse me.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Think,
excuse
no,
me.
We were talking about like crazy people that have been elected. I think.
And just like foreign
okay,
people that have
I'm
been
foreign.
Elected. I mean, like
oh,
you,
okay.
You can run, you can be in government, but you can't like be president.
But yeah, you can't be president.
You
I think
have
was
to
it?
Be born in United States.
Barack Obama was born in Saudi Arabia or some shit. What was the deal?
He was like born in Kenya or fucking Iraq.
Was,
it, or
was that the one?
That
Kenya?
Was,
I
yeah,
was born
yeah
in
that
Hawaii.
Was the.
He was.
Everyone was like, oh, he was born in Kenya. He was born in Kenya. That was the big thing. Everyone
was
fucking
controversy.
Jerking off to. But dude, it was like, no, I don't know. He was fucking born in Hawaii. Who cares?
Dude, you guys want to see some fuck it? Maybe I'll fucking pull it up after we're done with this. But I kid you not. After Obama got elected, Fox News for like 3 months, this was the story that they nailed on. Obama was paying black people to vote for him with Newport cigarettes.
Oh my God.
This
yeah.
was on cable. Like,
yeah,
was,
that was fucking yeah. hilarious.
It was so crazy. That was the main
Same
thing.
Same thing about Trump being, you know, shit, I can't remember what the word.
Oh, the controversy
used.
Of him getting elected?
Not him getting elected, oh. But him getting. I can't remember the word that they used that they put him in. They convicted him, but they had not put him in prison yet.
Oh, just his felony counts?
His felony counts, but oh. There was a different word for it. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're at the end of the episode anyways.
Okay.
But I will say I have been working on a website. The website is like 99% done. So
you guys should totally check it out.
Yeah, check it out or don't.
What if we made? What if we made like a cheesy little game for it? What if I learned it to like amateur code a cheesy?
I could.
Game
I actually
it?
Do know some people. I could like have a little fucking game or whatever attached to the website.
Shit, that might be actually kind of cool. Like the you know like the T-Rex game when you're in.
Oh,
out
like
Chrome?
That? Yeah, I could probably do some shit like
cheesy.
That. It's just us having butt sex.
Yeah, it's like you know, Javen's
some gay shit like
Javen's
that.
Got to move his penis into Keegan's ass.
Javen the pedophile hunter. You go around like,
hunter.
Yeah, you go around.
Javen the pedophile.
No, Hunter.
He's
very important context.
Hunter. There's a word at the end of that, Hunter.
I'm hunting the
He's
pedophile.
Killing pedophiles. He's running around and he's slaughtering.
For no confusion, it should be Javen, the guy who hunts pedophiles. That's what the game should be called.
Okay. Javen, comma, pedophile hunter.
No.
Dude,
wait, yeah. Wait, am I a pedophile who hunts, or am I?
It's
a,
like
a
Sonic
guy
the
who
Hedgehog.
Hunts, yeah.
Is it like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Javen. Yeah, you're hunting children. You're going around. You're going around. And you're like, I need a little boy.
Yes, I'm going to Rotary Park.
We have local time. Yeah.
Listen, I am a goy. I'm a goy man who wants to touch children.
Oh gosh. Yeah,
but
so
yeah. Anyways,
so
website is like 99% done. I
what's
might
the,
fuck
what's
around.
What's the URL?
It is.
Holy shit!
It is.
You're
like,
fired.
I'm using. I think I'm using Card. So it is.
Card.
Yeah, it's like a fucking free like website building service.
It's like a North.
So it's like completely compromised. Card.co.
It's George Floyd stage one.
.com. Fentanyl Floyd.
Fentanyl full force.
No, but the website is up. I'm going to be working on that. But yeah.
Yeah, so check it out. It's going to have our projects. It's going to have all sorts of cool stuff.
It's going to have gay sex.
The main project, the show.
Yeah. The main show is
gay sex. Actually kind of cool. All the links fucking work out of the box. It's really cool. Check out.
Yeah.
Check out fucking. Apparently, we're sponsored by Car now.
No, but
no,
I
we're
could.
Not.
We
could talk to them.
We could. They're it like, be, they're going to be like, no, take it down. We don't want to be associated with this. Fuck you.
You know what would be really funny is if, like, you go, you could click on the website. This isn't the case. It's a secured website, but you go and it's like not HTTPS security. It's just HTTP. It's like something from like the 90s.
Yeah, it's like dial up internet era. It takes forever to load. It's like, that's how I got it for free.
Ooh, what
payment
if it, yeah,
screen
Prince?
Is not secured.
This website is not secured. Please back out now. Please confirm that you're 18 years old.
We stopped sending money to Ukraine. We're sending them your data.
We have your credit card information and your social security.
We're coming to your house now on Instagram Live.
You don't have anything to plug, right?
Plug?
Yeah, plug. Like a fucking... You don't have any like website or any social media you want, no?
Yeah, no, she lives in a hobbit hole, dude.
I really do.
She didn't deny it.
Listen,
it's true. She lives in the Shire.
The most I hear about this day's current like news is from you.
For real?
For real.
Fuck, damn, you're a news broadcaster now, I guess.
So
all right. Anyways,
you are the source.
Yeah, Jaben, you're the source.
Much disdain.
And I'm fucking turning this shit off because I'm gay.
True.